to get together.
And this is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Saturday, the 22nd of February. Good morning from Broadcasting House in London, from me, Alan Smith, and our studio manager, Nathan Chamberlain. Matt Taylor will be here with a shipping bulletin in a minute. And after news briefing and prayer for the day, we'll take a look at why we laugh. That's in Why Do We Do That at 6:15. But first, a look ahead to Tuesday when Jenny Kleeman returns with a bonus edition of her series, The Gift.
It's a parent's nightmare.
They said, oh, it's a boy. And I was holding my hands out, ready to cuddle him, and they took him away.
A switch at birth, discovered with the gift of a home DNA test.
The so-called brother that we grew up with wasn't a brother, and there's someone out there, if he's still alive, is.
A race against time.
I don't want this woman to leave this earth not knowing what happened to her son.
The Gift, with me, Jenny Kleeman. On Tuesday afternoon at 3 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And now to the BBC Weather Centre and Matt.
Thank you very much, Alan. Good morning, all. Let's start with the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 22nd of February. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic low moving rapidly northeast, expected 350 miles west of Bailey, 954, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7. Fair, moderate or good. South at Sierra, east 40s. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, West Dogger. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 later. Fair, good. East Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southerly, veering southwesterly, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, white. Southwest, 3 to 5. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay. Southwesterly, 3 to 5. Backing southerly, 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. South Biscay. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 for a time, showers, good. Southeast Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, thundery showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole. Westerly 4 to 6, backing southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Sole. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south 7 or gale 8 later, occasionally severe gale 9 later in Fastnet. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, Rockall. Southwest, backing south 6 to gale 8. Increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9 later. Occasionally, storm 10 later in Rockall. Squally showers, rain later, moderate or poor. Malin, Hebrides. Southwest 6 to gale 8. Backing southeast 7 to severe gale 9 later. Perhaps storm 10 later. Squally showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest 6 to gale 8, backing southeast gale 8 to storm 10 later. Squally showers, rain later, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, backing southeasterly later, 6 to gale 8. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic. South-southwest 5, 6 miles, 994, rising. Stornoway, south-southwest 6, 6 miles, 990, rising more slowly. Lerwick, south by west 5, mist, 3 miles, 993, rising slowly. Lucas, south-southwest 4, 13 miles, 999, rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest by south 3, 1004, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 5, 2 miles, 1008. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 1 mile, 1008. Jersey, southwest 3, rain, 1 mile, 1008, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 3, 2 miles, 1008. Scilly Automatic, southwest by west 4, mist, 3 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Valencia, southwest by south 3, 5 miles, 1003, rising. Ronald's Way, south by west 4, mist, 3 miles, 1002, rising more slowly. And Malinhead, south by west 4, 7 miles, 996, rising. And that brings me to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation, deep areas of low pressure tracking northeast near Iceland will bring strong to gale force southwesterly airflow across much of the United Kingdom. However, moderate winds are expected in many southern and eastern waters on Saturday. Severe gales are then likely to develop across some northern and western waters during Sunday, with a risk of storms later in the northwest. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northwest, backing southeasterly 5 to 7 later. Showers, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South veering southwest 3 to 5, backing south 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times later, rain at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From North Foreland to Selsey-Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first. Rain at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest, 3 or 4, backing south, 4 or 5 later. Showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest, 3 to 5, backing south, 5 to 7 later. Showers at first, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later near St David's Head. Showers at first, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, backing southeasterly 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later near the Mull of Galloway. Fair, good. Isle of Man. Southwest 3 to 5, backing south 6 to gale 8 later. Fair, good. From Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 7 or gale 8 later. Showers at first, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 7 or gale 8 later. Showers at first, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 at times in south, backing southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9 later. Squally showers, rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing south or southeast 7 to severe gale 9 later. Squally showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles. South or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, showers in west, good, occasionally moderate. And that brings me to the end of this morning's Shipping Bulletin. Alan.
Thank you, Matt. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 22nd of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. More Israeli hostages are to be exchanged for Palestinian prisoners as Israel tries to establish the identity of a body which Hamas claims is that of the hostage Shiri Bibas. Donald Trump says Presidents Putin and Zelensky must get together to end the Ukraine war. And in sport, no wins for the home nations on a disappointing night in the Women's Nations League. Six living hostages are due to be handed over this morning from Hamas to Israel as part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. More than 600 Palestinian prisoners will be freed from Israeli jails in exchange. It comes as the family of the dead hostage Shiri Bibas released a statement saying a body which Hamas delivered last night was hers. The group had previously handed over the remains that were discovered to be that of a Gazan woman. Donald Trump has said that Presidents Putin and Zelensky will have to get together to end the war between their countries. Earlier, Mr. Trump had criticised Mr. Zelensky for what he called negotiating with no cards. He was speaking to reporters at the White House.
I think that President Putin and President Zelensky are going to have to get together because, you know what? We want to stop killing millions of people. You have young soldiers being killed. If you saw the pictures that I saw of the battlefield from satellite, you've never seen any pictures like that.
President Trump has fired the top U.S. military officer, General Charles Brown, less than 2 years into his four-year term as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Mr. Trump offered no explanation for the dismissal. Separately, the U.S. Department of Defense said it was cutting its civilian workforce by at least 5%, amounting to a total of around 45,000 jobs. It's the last day of campaigning in Germany ahead of tomorrow's general election. The conservative Christian Democrats, led by Friedrich Merz, are ahead in the polls with the far-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD, predicted to finish second. A senior AfD member has told the BBC that Ukrainians who fled their country will be sent back in the event of a peace deal. Beatrix von Storch is the AfD's deputy parliamentary leader.
If there's no more war in Ukraine, yes, of course, there is no reason to keep all the Ukrainians here when the war is over. So this is why we hope that the dying of the young men on Ukraine will stop. And when the war is over, yes, of course, they have to go back to their country. Why not?
The exploitation of children by criminals in England and Wales is set to be explicitly outlawed by new legislation that will be introduced in Parliament next week. The Crime and Policing Bill will also make it a specific offence to take over the home of a vulnerable person and use it for illegal activities, a practice known as cuckooing.